Today we're building a resampled old-school DNB top loop with that proper jungle swing feel inside Ableton Live 12. The big idea here is simple. We're not just looping a break and calling it done. We're taking an old break with dusty hat chatter, ghost snare movement, and maybe a little vocal slice texture, then reshaping it into a modern top layer that rolls hard, but still feels human. That's the kind of top loop that gives a drum and bass track its identity. The kick and sub can stay clean underneath, while this upper layer brings the movement, the attitude, and the vibe. Start by finding a break that actually has character. You want ghost notes, open hats, some shuffle, and a snare that still hits with personality. If there's a bit of room tone or tape noise, even better. That stuff helps the loop feel alive instead of sterile. For the vocal element, keep it short. A spoken word fragment, a single word, a breath, or a chopped vocal hit works way better than a full vocal line for this kind of DNB processing. Drop the break into an audio track and warp it properly. If it's a punchy drum loop, beats mode is usually the move. If there's more tonal tail or texture in it, Complex Pro can work too. The key is to preserve the transience so the break still snaps. If you're already working at 174 BPM, great. If not, just match the project tempo and let Ableton follow the groove. Now we're going to turn that loop into something playable. Right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Transient slicing is usually the best starting point because it keeps the important hits separated cleanly. If you want a more pattern-based chop, you can slice by 1/8 notes instead. Ableton will build a simpler bass rack, which means the break is no longer just a loop. It's an instrument now. Do the same thing with the vocal if there are a few useful pieces in it. Slice it into tiny hits, consonants, breaths, little tail fragments, whatever has rhythmic value. The trick in DNB is to treat vocals like percussion or texture, not like a constant lead. Rename your tracks right away so you stay organized. Something like break slices, vocal cuts, and resampled top loop makes the whole workflow way easier. Now write a two-bar pattern that feels like jungle movement, not rigid grid work. Keep the main snare on 2 and 4, then add ghost snares or quieter slices before the backbeats. Use hats to create a bouncing offbeat feel, and drop in a few vocal cuts as accents. Don't overcrowd it. A little negative space is what makes the groove breathe. Here's a really useful teacher tip. Don't overquantize everything. Start with 1/16 quantes if you need to, then manually nudge certain hits a little late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds. That tiny pocket shift can make the whole loop feel like it was played by a drummer with style, instead of assembled by a robot. The slight wrongness is part of the jungle swing. If everything is too perfect, it starts sounding like a sample pack demo instead of a DNB record. To get that swing feeling under control, use Ableton's groove pool instead of randomly shifting notes all over the place. Drag in a subtle MPC-style 16th swing groove and try a timing amount around 55 to 58%. Keep random low, maybe 3 to 8%, if you want just a little instability. You want the loop to lean and roll, not stumble. If the groove starts feeling drunk instead of dancing, back it off. Once the MIDI version feels right, commit it. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, and record the loop in real time while it plays. This step is huge. Resampling turns the groove into audio, which means you can process it, chop it, reverse it, and treat it more like a real recorded performance. That usually makes the whole thing feel more cohesive, especially in dense DNB arrangements. After you've printed it, consolidate the audio into a clean 2-bar or 4-bar clip. If necessary, use Beats Warp Mode to keep the transients tight. At this stage, the loop should already feel like a proper drum top, not just a draft idea. Now let's shape the tone. A solid stock Ableton chain for this kind of loop is a Q8, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, and maybe an auto filter. Start with a Q8 and high-pass the loop somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, so it stays out of the low end. If any hats or vocal edges get harsh, look in the 3 to 6 kHz area and make a small cut. Don't overdo it. You want clarity, not dullness. Next, add drum bus for a bit of drive and density. Keep the drive subtle, maybe 5 to 15%, and don't go crazy with boom on the top loop. Then use saturator for a little extra grit, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, and soft clip if you need it to stay controlled. Glue compressor can help hold the loop together, but use it gently. A ratio around 2 to 1 with a moderate attack is usually enough. We're gluing the sound, not flattening the life out of it. If the loop needs more movement, a little auto filter automation can do wonders. A gentle low-pass sweep in the breakdown, and a wider open tone in the drop can make the arrangement feel much more intentional. And if the loop loses some snap after processing, don't immediately reach for more EQ. Sometimes a touch more drum bus, or a very subtle transient-friendly compressor setting, brings the bite back more naturally. The vocal slices deserve special attention. Indeed, NB, vocals work best when they behave like rhythmic punctuation. Use them as answers to snare hits, as little fills at the end of phrases, or as texture in the intro and breakdown. Keep them short and suspicious. A single word, a breath, a reverse tail, or a tiny phrase can add a lot of tension without cluttering the mix. Put the vocal cuts on a separate track so you can control them independently. A small bit of reverb or echo can be great, but high pass the return so you don't cloud the sub and kick area. A really strong arrangement move is to let the top loop evolve every 4 or 8 bars. Remove one hat for a bar. Add a tiny vocal reverse before a transition. Drop one ghost note out. Bring in a fill at the end of bar 8 or bar 16. Those little changes make the loop feel authored instead of copied and pasted. That's especially important in jungle and roller styles, where the top loop often carries a lot of the energy, while the bass line builds underneath. When you mix it, keep the top loop serving the track instead of fighting it. Check that it isn't spilling too much into the low mids. If it's taking over around 200 to 400 Hz, clean that up a bit. If the loop is too wide or messy, use utility to narrow it slightly. And if it still feels weak, try a bit more saturation or layer in a crisp hat or short snare transient. The goal is confidence, not volume for its own sake. Here's another big one. Reference a real record. Drop in a classic jungle tune or a modern roller and listen only to the top-end movement. Don't obsess over the whole mix. Focus on how often the hats change, how the ghost notes dance, and how much space exists between accents. That will teach you more than staring at waveforms for an hour. Once your main loop is working, resample again for variation. Print a clean version, a dirtier version, and a filtered or transition version. Then use those as different states of the same groove across the arrangement. You can have a filtered intro version, a full energy drop version, and a dirty variation for switch-ups or fills. That's how you make the track feel like it's moving forward without constantly rewriting the whole part. If you want to push it further, make a ghost version of the loop too. Duplicate the top loop, strip out the loudest hits, low-pass it heavily, and blend it quietly underneath the main loop. That can add width and haunted atmosphere without crowding the mix. It's a subtle move, but in darker DNB it can sound amazing. So the workflow is really this. Start with a break that already has good microrhythm. Slice it. Program a swingy two-bar pattern. Commit it to audio. Process it with stock devices. Add short vocal punctuation, and then arrange variation so the loop breathes. If you do that well, you end up with a top layer that feels dusty, rolling, musical, and very much alive. For the practice exercise, try making two versions of the same loop. Version 1 should be lighter, cleaner, and around 55% swing. Version 2 should be darker, a little more saturated, and have slightly later ghost notes with a few more vocal slices. Resample both, then test them over a simple kick and sub pattern. Ask yourself which one leaves more room for the bass, which one feels more like a real DNB record, and which one has the stronger jungle swing. Then build an 8-bar drop where the cleaner version plays first, and the darker version takes over with one extra vocal fill. The main takeaway is this. Use the break's natural energy. Keep the vocal fragments short and rhythmic. Apply groove with intention. Resample early and process with enough grit to make it feel like a record without killing the movement. If the loop feels alive, leaves space for the sub and keeps the listener leaning forward, you've nailed it.